News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Morning. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, FM Talk 106.5. A lot to get to here this morning, of course. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. First up, Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone, for the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident without injuries at Airport and McNeil Avenue. Also, Bellingrath Road and Half Mile Road. That's going to be one with injuries. Looks good across the Bayway. No problems northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. Also try their chicken Caesar salad or 3 fish tacos, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Southern Cross Home Care provides services from companionship to total care for all ages and understands that no one care plan fits all. Their management team will take the time to get to know you and develop an individualized care plan that fits your needs. SouthernCrossHomeCare.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holton every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Three big things we're looking at on Mobile Mornings include President Trump. He's not conceded, vows to keep fighting at ballot count. Also, Attorney General Barr authorizes investigation into substantial allegations of voting irregularities. And Pfizer says COVID-19 vaccine more than 90% effective. Trials took part in Mobile.
Yeah, how about that?
You unearthed that story right here in Mobile. I was telling you, I did know somebody. I know somebody who's in the medical field, and she was in the trial, yeah.
Huh.
And just kind of felt like it was her duty, so she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know what she's allowed to say. Do you know if she got the placebo or the actual?
Don't know.
I guess we'll have to find out.
Don't
sometime.
Know. Yeah, I'll talk to her about that. Anyway, Pfizer yesterday took a giant step toward a COVID-19 vaccine, reporting that its vaccine candidate was effective in over 90% of uninfected clinical trial patients. Now, it's a giant and welcome development, but the pandemic's going to be with us long after the vaccine distribution begins, because the Pfizer vaccine is... it's not really the silver bullet. Its effectiveness is much higher than the 50% threshold set by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but could still leave tens of millions of vaccinated Americans still at risk. When you consider it's 90%, there you go, the other 10% still at risk. So this means that many pandemic protocols are likely to remain in place. Yet to be certified, President-elect Joe Biden is already busy putting together a pandemic task force. Here's Joe Biden.
We can't forego the important work that needs to be done between now and then to get our country through the worst wave yet in this pandemic.
And Wall Street's reaction was pretty brisk. This is Gordon Deal. He's got a full report for us.
The news sent stocks soaring at the outset yesterday before losing some steam near the close. The Dow Industrials finished higher by 835 points, or 2.9%. The Wall Street Journal says the timetable suggests the vaccine could go into distribution this month or next. Pfizer said it could file for an emergency authorization shortly thereafter, but it'll take months for the companies to make enough for the general population.
I don't know how this is going to work here, but hopefully medical professionals, first of all, I guess are first and then most at-risk Americans will be mm-hmm. second after that. And by summer? What's the timeline you're thinking about?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, if this vaccine does work, according to General Gustav Perna, who is one of the top U.S. Army generals who's helping to lead this Operation Warp Speed.
That's the guy you missed on 60 Minutes that they had the story about.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, and, you know, of course, Pfizer, they were not participating in Operation Warp Speed. But
right.
If this vaccine does prove effective, then I think they would use the the military, like they were planning on, to distribute the vaccine, they would use that and buy up a bunch of these Pfizer vaccines. Okay. But he said 10 to 30 million doses of vaccine would be available possibly by December. He said, I think a safe and effective vaccine will be available initially in December, and 10 to 30 million doses would be available. Now, in a country with tens and tens and tens of millions of people, 10 to 30 million wouldn't quite cut it yet, but for a start, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, we also get an idea of... We really don't know the effectiveness immediately, but let's get the ball rolling and get some people vaccinated. That's my thought on this. Is this COVID's gone on way too long for me, for my comfort and for my sensibilities? And if we've got a vaccine that works, let's roll with it. What else has got in the news?
Well, of course, the Trump campaign, Trump team, Republicans still fighting for this election, and many upset that it seems Biden. Immediately jumping on the COVID-19 thing, and some even giving him credit for this vaccine that just came to light. But yesterday, Attorney General William Barr gave federal prosecutors the green light to pursue, quote, substantial allegations, end quote, of voting irregularities before the presidential election is certified next month. So Fox News got a memo from Barr, and in that memo, Barr advised that allegations concerning voter fraud, quote, should be handled with great care, and that, quote, specious, speculative, fanciful, or far-fetched claims should not be a basis for initiating federal inquiries. Now, Barr's actions give prosecutors the ability to circumvent some of the longstanding DOJ policies that would normally prohibit such actions before the election is formally certified. Barr emphasized that his authorizing federal prosecutors to pursue, quote, substantial allegations should not indicate that the DOJ has concluded that voting irregularities have impacted the outcome of any election. But he did say investigations can be conducted if there are clear and credible allegations of irregularities that could affect the outcome of a federal election in an individual state. So looking at some of these battleground states that are still so close in the vote totals. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has chimed in and says the election, quote, ain't over till it's over. He jumped on Twitter yesterday and said he told his team it ain't over till it's over, and this ain't over. Pence said President Donald Trump has never stopped fighting for us, and we're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. Yesterday, Pence held a meeting in the ceremonial office in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, which is next door to the office to the White House. According to an administration official, the vice president walked into a standing ovation, thanked everyone, and then said something right in line with what he tweeted yesterday about the election ain't over until it's over. Also, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who weighed in over the weekend, weighed in again yesterday saying that President Donald Trump is, quote, 100% within his rights to question election results. So we're hearing from some top Republicans right now. McConnell said, our institutions are actually built for this. We have the system in place to consider concerns, and President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
The Trump campaign also obtained a sworn statement from an election worker in Clark County, Nevada, who claims to have witnessed irregularities at a polling center at the key battleground state there. The president's legal team told Fox on Fox News yesterday. Also in Fulton County, now the head of the Republican party in the state of Georgia says that he thinks something fishy went on in Fulton County. We were here that night when at 10:30 they said we got to shut it down. It was 9:30 our time. 10:30 we're gonna shut it down for the night, and we were looking at each other like, well, how can you do that? But anyway, his contention is that they closed it down, they sent people home, but then they continued to secretly count ballots. The people that work at the Fulton County that were counting ballots said, no, that's not the way it worked. They sent most of their workers home. A few of them stayed till 1 o'clock to continue to work, but most everybody else was gone, and Republicans or onlookers were allowed to stay if they chose. So anyway, he said, she said, I guess we'll get to the bottom of it at some point.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Sooner the better, yeah. 15 after 6 o'clock, sports on the way.
The SEC has been dealt another blow by the coronavirus pandemic, and college basketball is on the way. The preseason rankings are out, and Auburn and Alabama fans are not happy. More on that coming up.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Eta shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Eta is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Eta brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb, as she was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tabb's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. The Yellow Jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps were searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Whether it's time to get fields planted, lawns manicured, debris cleared, or if you just need to escape the 9-to-5 grind for a tranquil getaway, think SunSouth, where you'll find quality John Deere equipment, affordably priced, and ready to tackle outdoor jobs faster and more efficiently. And during our fall sales event, think SunSouth for 0% financing for 72 months on select John Deere equipment, like the 3032E, the 1025R, and more. Plus, SunSouth has great financing on John Deere Gators, including the Gator 590M S4 with 1.9% financing for 60 months. And SunSouth has you covered with great service specials to keep your equipment performing its best, like riding lawn equipment service packages starting at only $59.99. But hurry, the fall sales event at SunSouth ends soon. So visit us at SunSouth or shop online at sunsouth.com. Think SunSouth. Those that do.
Offer expires November 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was a tough day for the SEC. The conference announced early Monday that Auburn's game at Mississippi State has been postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests within the Mississippi State football program. That game, which was scheduled for Saturday, has now been rescheduled for December 12th. Also, Texas A&M had to shut down practice after they received multiple positive tests. The fifth-ranked Aggies are scheduled to play at Tennessee on Saturday. And LSU's game against Alabama is in jeopardy after the Tigers received multiple positive tests over the weekend, including starters on offense, defense, and special teams. I believe that's all three units that they would send out onto the football field.
Yeah, that's all of them.
If LSU is unable to play Alabama, rescheduling may not be possible, as the Tigers have already gone through their open date and rescheduled their game against Florida for December 12th. The SEC previously set a minimum threshold of 53 available scholarship athletes in order to compete. Also, Arkansas coach Sam Pittman tested positive for COVID-19. According to ESPN, Texas A&M athletic director Ross Bjork said the SEC should open the possibility of allowing makeup games on December 19th for any teams that are not playing in the conference championship game. He said the conference athletic directors could discuss the possibility at their weekly Tuesday meeting, which today just happens to be Tuesday.
Vanderbilt shut things down just because they're Vanderbilt.
That's what I'm hearing. As college football hits another rough patch with players and staff members testing positive across the country, the NCAA still plans to begin the college basketball season in just over 2 weeks.
That makes sense.
On Monday, the Associated Press released its preseason top 25 rankings, and Gonzaga will open the season ranked number one for the first time in program history. The Zags received 28 of 64 first-place votes. In the last two seasons, Gonzaga won a combined 64 games. That's more than any team in college basketball. Baylor comes in at number two, Villanova at number three, with Virginia and Iowa rounding out the top five. Kansas will begin the season ranked sixth after they ended the shortened 2019 season ranked first. Wisconsin is seventh, followed by Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky. The Tennessee Vols are the second and last SEC team ranked in the top 25 at number 12. LSU was the first team outside the rankings, with Nate Oates' Alabama program not far behind. Bruce Pearl's Auburn team received 8 votes, not quite enough to crack the top 25. Auburn set to open its season on Thanksgiving Day with a 3:30 tip-off against St. Joe's in Fort Myers, Florida. And most of the SEC will begin its season the day before Thanksgiving, with Bama set to host Jacksonville State. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, I'm talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. At this time of year, great for humans along the Gulf Coast, but you've always told me great for our plants too. This is the time to landscape.
It's the best time for both of us, I guess. It's my favorite time down here, and it really is one of the best times to be planting.
Okay, why? Now, fall?
Right. So, well, landscaping can be a pretty significant investment in your home.
Yeah.
And it's hard work. Right. So you want to do it in a time that it's the most opportune, because you really only want to do it once, in my opinion. And so cooler weather outside with warm soil temperature still just is very conducive for root growth. And there's a long window between now and the stress of summer, so those plants get well established.
All right. So we want that great landscape. This is the time to get it started.
It really is right now.
All right. So let's talk about this. I want that best landscape. How do I get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at SextonLandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers do have just one accident moving off the side of the road at Airport and McNeil Avenue. The one to Bellingraft and Half Mile Road is off to the side of the road. Bayway, the causeway looks great so far. At Premier Medical, with 4 offices to serve you in Mobile and Daphne, they have 34 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. With over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast, Premier Medical is committed to providing the highest quality care to children and adults. See them at bmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Here we go, Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. And deadlines for Sally Disaster Assistance starting to close in now. Sally was over 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wow.
Yeah.
Fairhope is hosting a virtual town hall to answer some of your most commonly asked questions. The city of Fairhope has teamed up with the Small Business Administration, Baldwin County Home Builders Association, and a local insurance broker to answer all of your questions. They're hoping to help clear some things up before the SBO loan deadline happens the 19th of this month, not far away. Keep in mind, these loans are for homeowners and renters, as well as small businesses, and you don't have to settle with your insurance company before applying, but you've got to file a claim. The virtual town hall is set for 5:30 tonight. If you want to put in a question, you can submit your questions, but you've got to do it by 7 o'clock this morning. So hurry up, and you do that to jessica.walker at fairhopeal.gov. So that's jessica.walker at fairhopeal.gov, and make sure that questions are in by 7 o'clock this morning, and the headline needs to be Sally Virtual Town Hall, and then they'll ask and answer your question.
By the way, Sally formed September 10th, made landfall September 16th, so it has almost been 2 full months since Sally made landfall, and 1 week will be at that September 16th 2 month mark. And speaking of Sally and the storms we've had that have just devastated some of our local farmers and the ag businesses down here, this is pretty cool. Alabamians helping Alabamians. So I guess there's been an issue with hay being grown in our neck of the woods now after Hurricane Sally and Zeta came through. According to our news partners over at WKRG, they said this year in Baldwin County, hay is in short supply after those two hurricanes over the last couple of months. Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture Rick Pate, who made a visit down here, said the area had been really slammed. And up north, the Cattlemen's Association, also Alabama Farm Credit, they said they came up with an idea to help some of the farmers down here. CEO Mel Kohler said, "We had an unusually large hay crop in North Alabama, so it was a perfect time for us to bring resources from our part of the state to help here in South Alabama." They said 200 bales of hay are now in Baldwin County being distributed free of charge from the Hackleberg farm of Casey Raper. They said it's he said it's the neighborly thing to do, and he's just returning a favor after Alabama, his neck of the woods in Alabama, North Alabama, was hit hard by tornadoes back in 2011.
Yeah, I remember Hackleberg was a little town above Tuscaloosa, and it was one of those places that really, really got decimated.
And I guess that year, Baldwin County sent some help up there to the agriculture folks. He said some of the municipalities down here stepped up and sent forth relief effort for us. We thought it would be a good idea to pay it forward. It helps a lot of people. A bale of hay probably worth $50 or so, so it's a nice gesture. And again, 200 bales of hay being made and distributed free of charge. So very cool. Alabamians helping Alabamians there.
Maybe also in Hackleberg, they're saying, hey, if you want to throw in a condo, you know, down at the beach
yeah.
for me too. There's always that chip that we've got down here that we don't think of much, but the people in Hackleberg would love a weekend at the beach.
Yeah, so. that would help with the bartering.
Yeah, I think that it would.
A weekend in the condo.
It is 627 at FM Talk 106.5. Okay, we got Dr. Bill on the way. We got to talk about Ada.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like Ada may become more of a local problem than we thought.
Yeah. Yesterday, some of the latest projections has it tracking more westward than they thought it would. And one of the latest tracks I saw has it coming right up into Escambia County, Florida. Now, they also say, and we'll have to wait to hear from Dr. Bill. He'll give us the official forecast, but that shouldn't be a very powerful storm by the time it makes landfall. But we've been through this time and time again these last couple of months. Never really know what to expect with these storms.
You can't trust the advanced advertisement on these storms. Like, here it comes, and it's going to be this, and it's going to treat you this way, and it's going to act like this. No, we just don't know.
Mm-mm.
And when they get to land, they're going to do their own thing. Nobody saw what Sally did. Nobody saw what the last hurricane
Zeta
did. Didn't see it coming. See it coming in that way. So we've got to be on our toes with this one. Dr. Bill's on the way with that forecast. He'll be up very soon on FM Talk 106.5 after a look at news and Kane and traffic and all that on the way. FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And good morning to you. And the text line is open at 343-0106.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Ada shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Ada is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Ada brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb. She was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tab's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. Yellow jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps are searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251 626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monday, U.S. Attorney General William Barr issued a directive to investigate voting irregularities in a memo leaked to the Associated Press. He said, "You are the most important senior leaders in the United States Department of Justice, and I trust you to exercise great care and judgment in addressing allegations of voting and voting tabulation irregularities. While serious allegations should be handled with great care, speculative, fanciful, or far-fetched claims should not be a basis for initiating federal inquiries." The Attorney General on CNN.
But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to, okay? Because that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows that.
USA Radio News.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A U.S. judge has approved a deal to rescue JCPenney from bankruptcy proceedings, averting a liquidation that would have put the beleaguered department store chain out of business and jeopardized tens of thousands of jobs. A bankruptcy court in Texas approved the deal yesterday. It will allow the 118-year-old retailer to emerge from bankruptcy as the holiday season unfolds, saving approximately 60,000 jobs. Shares of Beyond Meat plunged 18% in pre-market trading after the flagship name in the plant-based meat field reported quarterly results that badly missed Wall Street estimates. The poor quarter was exacerbated by news from McDonald's about McPlant, a line of meat alternatives that will launch with tests of a faux burger next year that could ultimately lead to chicken and sausage substitutes. Crude oil up 39 cents at $40.68 a barrel. This morning, futures on Wall Street are mixed after the Dow Industrial surged 834 points yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends, bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, Dr. Bill, good morning. And things are changing a little bit with Ada. We'll talk about that. I guess first things first, another mild one along the Gulf Coast today.
Yeah, in fact, yesterday we tied a record. We got up to 83.
and to tie a record that was set in 1986. And we're going to get up there again today into the low 80s. There's some relief, though, and it's on the way, but right now it's in Oklahoma. Got a ways to go yet in the form of a cold front. And when that gets here, it will drop our temperatures a little bit in the next few days, but not a lot. So today, look for partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. The high today will be about 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, we'll call it partly cloudy and with a chance of a few afternoon showers. And the high tomorrow, again, up to around 82 degrees. Now, on Thursday, look for plenty of sunshine and a high in the low 80s. And that cold front will move in quietly, wind switching around to the north. And then on Friday, it'll be sunny and upper 70s. That's not much of a change, but it will bring us some lower humidity. And the weekend, well, partly cloudy Saturday, a slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, possibility of a few afternoon showers, and a high temperature in the upper 70s. So that's not a big change, but right now we'll take it because it'll keep us out of the 80s.
Well, 2020 has been record-breaking in all of the worst ways, Dr. Bill. We're still seeing record heat here when most of us are ready for it to cool down, but also with the Atlantic hurricane season, 29th named storm now. That's not hurricane yet, but Storm Theta, which is formed in the Atlantic. We could talk about that in a little bit, but I know most people's eyes right now are on Eta and the shift in the forecast for that. Tell us what you know about Eta right now.
Well, Eta continues on this amazing track. It was going through the Florida Keys and affecting South Florida, and some tremendous rains that occurred in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. And now it's decided to head back south, and it's now located off the western tip of Cuba, just about stationary, maybe a little bit of a drift to the south. It's expected to turn around and head back to the north. Known as the tropical storm, and so we can look for it tomorrow and Thursday to steadily move north over the eastern Gulf, move very slowly, and then it's going to encounter some rather tough conditions for the storm. The upper air winds are going to produce quite a bit of shear as it gets on up closer to the Florida Panhandle, and there's a pretty good chance right now that this entire storm could just dissipate, just basically fall apart over the northeastern Gulf, and the remnants of it may drift into the Florida Panhandle. And so right now we're still looking good as far as that storm's concerned, but if you have taken that track all the way from Nicaragua to South Florida, there's a good chance you could fall apart by the time you approach the Florida Panhandle, just plain tired, and that's what's happened to this system. Now it's going to encounter these strong upper-level winds.
Yeah, looking at the track of Eta, it's almost like it can sense the political climate in America and is doing its best to avoid.
I don't want to land there yet. Yeah, he's avoiding it as long as he can, or she, as long as she can.
Yeah, that's what
the poor thing's exhausted right now. After that
long. Just unbelievable. You've been talking about that track now for a week and a half, it seems. But Eta isn't the end-all for 2020 hurricane season. I guess Theta has officially formed, which would be the 29th named storm of the season.
And that one's no threat.
You don't say.
Maybe living in Portugal or something like that, but it's way over on the eastern side of the Atlantic, so it's no threat to really any land area. We now have a tropical wave in the eastern Caribbean, and it's got potential as it moves into the western Caribbean of developing. So we'll continue to watch that storm. And I think we finally determined what that name would be.
Mm-hmm. Iota.
Iota. Ah.
So that's
okay. Iota.
That's ripe for lots of, you know, cliches. People that don't give one iota about the storm. I mean, we can go on and on. So
I don't give an iota.
This is new to everyone because I don't think we've made it this far into the Greek alphabet in any hurricane season. Mm-hmm.
No, and by far. And but this one, if it does develop, would most likely affect the Yucatan, but we'll watch it. If it does come up into the Gulf, then it's going to probably suffer the same fate here as Eta, because it's going to run into wind shear over the northern Gulf and cooler waters.
So, you know, I was listening closely to your five-day forecast, listening for it, waiting for it, mm-hmm. waiting for it, and it never came. There was never any chatter about Eta affecting our forecast, so you just don't see that happening, huh?
Yeah, right now it looks like the rainfall conditions will stay to the east, but I must point out that when you're looking at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as far as Ada, it's there's a high degree of uncertainty in that part of the forecast. But right now it looks like it's going to continue to weaken, and most likely the rainfall activity will stay to the east of us.
Well done, Dr. Bill. Thank you very much, and we'll talk in an hour.
Okay, Dan.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, you can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And some good news there. Doesn't sound like Ada will pose much of a threat for our area.
640 at FM Talk 106.5. Got to get around to talking about the contest we've got online right now. We'll let you know how you can win. It's a heck of a prize pack. It's like $6,600 or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Whew.
One person will win all of these prizes.
Amazing. We'll tell you more about that on the way. It's 641 now at FM Talk 106.5.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kahan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, they are clearing up the accident off of Airport and McNeil Avenue without injuries. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still a good ride from Fairhope and Daphne, from Malbus to Loxley along I-10. And if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, still no delays. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
People on the text line talking about voter fraud and Clemson football and a lot of stuff going on there. 343-0106. Feel free to hit us up on the text line. We'll go over some of what you've got on your mind this morning. Also, we open up your voice at 343-0106 in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. 643 at FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Yeah, we recently talked about what Attorney General William Barr, Vice President Mike Pence, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had to say about the presidential election. And now a lot of our leaders in the state of Alabama have weighed in. Yesterday, Governor Kay Ivey talked with the press, and of course they asked her whether she recognizes Joe Biden as the president-elect, and Ivey said, when every legal vote has been counted, it will be final, and we want to be sure that every legal vote is counted, which is a common refrain that we're hearing from many Republicans across the United States.
Started
right
with
now.
Donald Trump himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that said legal votes.
Every legal vote.
That's
what we'll continue to hear.
Yep.
Representative Bradley Byrne said, despite the fact that multiple national news sites have, quote, called the presidential election, court cases and recounts are going forward in several states where the margin is less than 1%, and we don't yet know who was elected president. That's a part of an op-ed that Congressman Byrne wrote and posted to his House.gov page. Congressman Robert Adderholt jumped on Twitter. He said, as I stated Friday, every legal vote should be counted. Presidential elections are over when the votes are certified and the Electoral College meets in December. President Trump has every right to legally challenge any state results and to seek a recount where appropriate. And Congressman Mo Brooks, who appears on this station quite often, said, I urge President Trump and Republicans to fight Biden's unlawful victory claims. There's no way I'll vote in the House to ratify the Electoral College votes of states where illegal votes distorted the will of the people in those states who voted legally. Also, Democratic Congresswoman Terry Sewell, she believes that Biden and Harris belong in the White House. She said, I don't believe that there's any evidence to substantiate the conspiracy that the election was stolen. I believe that Trump's lawsuits are baseless. And Sewell even went on to say that she thinks when there's a recount that that will actually add to Biden's lead in some of those states. So that's what we're hearing from several of the leaders here in Alabama.
Right down the political lines, Republican and Democrat, as you would think. Also, Congressman Mike Rogers was on Jeff Forrest's show yesterday, and he was asked if he was surprised by exactly what has happened and is still happening right now as far as the state of Georgia kind of turning purple.
No. I run around with all my buddies from Georgia. And they'd all been telling me Atlanta's been growing like kudzu, and it's just really overtaking a lot of the election processes over there. So I think Atlanta's going to cause Georgia to be much more purple than we've known it to be in the past.
Jeff Forrest Show, 9 to noon every weekday on FM Talk 106.5. Make sure you're listening. You don't want to miss that. And also, you can check out the podcast. It's online at FM Talk 106.5. Five.com.
And for about a year now on this station, we've been discussing the possibility of Senator Doug Jones possibly taking a place in a potential Joe Biden administration. And his name has now officially been floated by some mainstream outlets as the potential attorney general of a Biden team. But Doug Jones was asked Sunday by the Coleman Times whether he's talked with Joe Biden about that potential role. He said, I have not talked to him about that at all. He called me after my race was called, but his was still ongoing. The only thing we talked about was the state of politics in this world and my race and his race. Jones did say getting the right people into place is going to be important for the incoming administration. He said there's a wealth of talent out there. This new administration is going to face a number of challenges, and they've got to put a great team together. But keep in mind, if Joe Biden is certified, if he does become president, and the Senate is as tight or gridlocked as it is now, or if the Republicans do win the Senate, which they still are favored to do so with these two runoff races in Georgia, then whatever whoever Biden wants to nominate to these roles in his office will have to pass the nomination process through a Republican Senate. So they would be looking at some Republicans he'd probably try to get through, but also some more moderate Democrats that the Republicans would be fine with giving a spot in the office, and Doug Jones would certainly fit that bill.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see his appointments and how contentious it comes before those committees. And first things first, we got to get ourselves a president. Mm-hmm. So he is uncertified as we speak right now. It is 6:48 at FM Talk 106.5 in Dalton. Switching hats, got some sports.
Yeah, I've got an update on the condition of Alabama running back Trey Sanders following his car wreck Friday, and the JETS continue to TANK for Trevor Lawrence. I've got more coming up in sports.
LOSE.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Ada shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Ada is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Ada brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb, as she was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tabb's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. Yellow Jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps were searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Spring Hill Ace Hardware says happy holidays from their helpful hardware elves. This holiday season, find great gifts with the friendliest, most knowledgeable staff while shopping local at Spring Ace, your helpful holiday hardware place.
Hello, Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 10 till 7, FM Talk 106.5, and right now time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Alabama running back Trey Sanders will reportedly more than likely miss the remainder of the football season after suffering non-life-threatening injuries in a car crash on Friday. WMBB-TV reported over the weekend that Sanders was traveling with his brother in Clarksville, Florida, when the vehicle they were in was struck at an intersection. Sanders was reportedly airlifted to Bay Medical Center in Panama City. His brother reportedly okay after the accident. Yesterday, Alabama head coach Nick Saban told the media that Sanders is expected to make a full recovery, but will be out indefinitely as he recovers. The redshirt freshman has appeared in three games this season, rushing for 134 yards on 30 carries. Last week against Mississippi State, he had his best game in college, rushed for 80 yards on 12 carries. Great news for New York Jets fans. The tanking for Trevor Lawrence continues. On Monday Night Football, Nick Folk kicked a 51-yard field goal to give the New England Patriots the win in the closing seconds of their Week 9 matchup against the Jets.
Did Jet fans everywhere cheer that kick going through?
I think they did. All Patriots right. Quarterback Cam Newton ran for two touchdowns, and Rex Burkhead added another as the team rallied from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter to win the game. Patriots' record now stands at 3-5. They're in third place in the AFC East, and the Jets remain the league's only team yet to win a game at 0-9. So far this season, veteran quarterback Joe Flacco started once again for New York, nearly led them to a win. He threw three touchdown passes in the game and helped New York to their second highest point total of the season.
And just an aside, there's not enough NFL running backs named Rex. I like that name.
It's
Rex.
A good name.
Yeah, it's rare.
The Masters tournament set to begin this week in Augusta, Georgia. Yesterday, Sergio Garcia pulled out of the tournament after informing Augusta National that he has tested positive for coronavirus. Garcia, the second player to withdraw from the major following a positive test after Joaquin Neiman announced the same thing over the weekend. There have been 15 players on the PGA Tour that have tested positive since golf returned in June. 652 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This Dr. Bill Williams weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. Be a hero. Join us for Baldwin EMC's Power of Giving Blood Drive Thursday, November 12th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Baldwin's EMC's Summerdale location on Highway 59.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine this. $0. Enroll in a Humana Gold Plus plan at a $0 monthly plan premium. You'll also have a $0 copay at your PCP. Big $0 ways you may save money with a Humana Medicare Advantage plan. We're committed to helping you use your plan to help you reach your health goals. This is part of how Humana really takes care of people. This is human care, and it's the Humana experience we want you to have. Call Keisha Chambers, licensed sales agent, at 251-401-3923, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's 251-401-3923. Call today. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, they are clearing up the accident off of Airport and McNeil Avenue without injuries. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still a good ride from Fairhope and Daphne, from Malbus to Loxley along I-10. And if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, still no delays. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You definitely want to stay close to Mobile Mornings. Dalton's got the story of the nearly naked plane lady on the way, and that is in seconds after I tell you about this guy. Loxley police have arrested a man after they say he used fake money to purchase stereo equipment. Fake money. Then when the people noticed it, wait, man, this is fake money.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, you know what? I'm going to shoot you dead.
So wow.
Like, yeah.
So that escalated.
It escalated very quickly. And his name is Demetrius Javon Crook.
His last name
is Crook.
Wow.
Crook's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Crook is a crook, and Crook is in trouble. And there was some other incidents in Baldwin County with fake money. And they think that Crook is involved in those as well.
Interesting. Hey, a pretty interesting moment at Mobile Regional over the yesterday, I guess.
Tell more.
I've seen the words scantily clad. I've also seen half naked used to describe this woman.
I like half naked.
Was so belligerent, authorities diverted a United Airlines Houston-bound flight to Mobile. According to the Mobile Airport Authority Police Department, you don't want to get on their wrong side.
I don't think so.
25-year-old.
I mean, I get nervous at Avis.
25-year-old Sierra Nicole McClinton caused the disturbance. Police said the woman from Universal City, Texas, got into an altercation on the plane with another passenger. A flight attendant intervened to try to calm the woman down.
Sure.
And then the attendant and another passenger detained her until the plane made an unscheduled landing right here in Mobile.
All right.
Police said McClinton, once on the ground, got off the plane wearing nothing but a t-shirt and underwear. She appeared intoxicated and was reportedly yelling obscenities and refusing to obey the officer's commands. And McClinton now faces charges of disorderly conduct and public intox. Her flight continued to Houston without her and without incident, and now she's got to find some clothes and find a ride back to her hometown.
I was going to say, I mean, like, so at what point did the pants or skirt come off? Mm-hmm. And where is it still on the flight? It went to Houston?
Yeah, did she even board the flight with pants on?
That would have been your first sign that something is wrong here. FM Talk 106.5, 6:58. Big news from Pfizer yesterday and how that affected Wall Street. That's among the stories on the way straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig and Mobile Mornings.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Ada shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Ada is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Ada brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb. She was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tab's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. Yellow jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps are searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248.